Hello, Internet. My name's Jonathan Cook.
And I'm Matt Noble.
And welcome to one of our favorite podcasts of the year. Matt, you've been excited all week to get this one going. Let the audience know what's got you so pumped up.
We are doing our MTV Video Music Awards review. We're not reviewing the awards. We're reviewing the music videos that were nominated for Music Video of the Year.
Yes. It's one of our favorite podcasts of the year. We stray slightly from our usual film and TV reviews to delve into what we believe is still a verdict of something on a screen, a music video.
It's true.
I think our legal defense holds up. And it's always one of the most fun podcasts. That's why we're doing it. Even though we're late, we said it's too fun not to do this year. So
we've got to do it. We do it every year, but yeah, we are a bit late this year. So if you think, oh boy, they don't usually have the VMAs in December. Nah, they still did it when they usually do them back months ago. We just weren't on the ball.
But we were on the ball when it came to avoiding spoilers. We don't know who won, so we have completely unbiased opinions.
I'm looking at this list of nominees for the first time now, so I didn't even know it was nominated until right now. There's some interesting characters that we'll get to watch music videos from.
Nice. So we've made you wait a while. We're not going to make you wait any longer. Let's dive right into it. Matt, what is the first nominee?
Okay. Do we say how we go through these, or should we just do it and people find out?
You know, as I was saying that, I realized I would need to explain that at some point, but I was, instead of backtracking, just kind of segue into it, but you've brought it up. we're going to give each music video a score out of 5. I give a score out of 5. Matt, you give a score out of 5. Then what happens?
We end up with a combined score out of 10.
Yes. We get the Screen Verdict interns to do the math.
Then the one at the end that has the highest score is our pick of the year. Now, before, when we used to do this before voting, like when voting was over, we would then vote for that music video and help get it over the line, although I don't know if we ever did. But this year, since they've already happened, we'll then just find out which one won to see if it's our favourite.
Yeah,
so that's sort of good about doing it late. It's all contained. We're going to find out the winner in this podcast too.
Perhaps more is at stake, because as opposed to just one vote going towards it, now what is at stake is our reaction. Will we be pleased or disappointed? You guys will find out when we find out who actually won.
We'll probably be disappointed if history is anything to go by. But yeah, and the great thing is, me and Jonathan haven't watched these music videos before. We are going to watch them now on the podcast, but luckily, thanks to the mysteries of science and time travel technology, we will travel in time and we will listen to them in like 1 second and watch them in 1 second on this podcast. And you can pause the podcast at that time and watch it yourself so you can see what we're talking about.
Yes, you guys can join in. Don't worry about us. We're not just pretending to watch them. We are actually watching them. We're getting in the time machine, traveling back 5 or 6 minutes, watching the video and then giving you a live, fresh review as we rejoin the present timeline. Matt,
okay,
what is our first nominee?
Okay, this is the artist, I believe, 21 Savage featuring J. Cole with the music video A Lot.
A Lot. Let's watch. We're back.
We're back.
A Lot. 21 Savage featuring J. Cole. Did we like it a lot? Matt, what are some of your impressions?
Let's see what happens here. Starts out as a rich party. Everyone's dancing. They sing about how much money you've got. A lot. how much things a lot, like a lot of a lot, but it sort of then turns into negative things and then goes like, how many problems you got? That's also a lot. So a lot of money, but also a lot of problems and things. Then everyone having a nice dinner, everyone's sitting around the table with dinner, the lovely turkey, a big spread. But then it sort of goes into people's faces, people eating the dinner, and it cuts to them like in a sad situation. Like one of them is at a funeral, one of them is in prison, one of them is having an argument in a parking space.
Someone's in hospital.
Someone seems to be, talking to someone from maybe community services or something. I don't know. So if they're having this nice dinner, but I don't know. You can maybe share some light on this. Are these flashbacks? Is this earlier in the day? They were having a sad time and now they met for dinner. Is this a flash forward? Is this, they might be having a nice dinner now, but look where they're going to be this time next year. I had a third theory, a more out there theory, is the dinner a nice party they're at a fantasy? Is this what they're like? And it's actually their real life is the funerals and the parking lot arguments.
Yeah, I thought this was kind of clever. At first, he's talking about problems, and I'm like, oh, but look at this nice house. You got a family photo. You're having a nice family dinner. But then we kind of see the cracks in the facade. And I wasn't sure whether it was a story about having gone through all these hard times, but we got through it to get to the good times. But I think that's wrong. I think it's actually more about people like to put on a facade, maybe kind of like in the social media generation and, a lot of rappers talking about how rich and successful and great everything is. And he's 21 Savage and J. Cole bringing up the fact that, no, a lot of this is fake. A lot of people have a lot of hardships, a lot of problems. And I think it was your second theory, the one that it was a fantasy is what it was proposing.
Okay, I like that. That's a good theme, good idea. But then they just go back to the party and just like a lot of him rapping while they're dancing.
Yeah, I felt like it was a bit of a one-trick pony. I like that kind of twist. And then at one stage we see him at the dinner table and everyone's gone. And I'm like, oh, the facade's really going to fall apart now. But then we just go back to the party and it just kind of plays out like the first third of the music video did. So
I think something could have been done better.
Hit me.
Okay, here's my pitch for the music video. Hopefully 21 to listen, they can maybe do a recap. So he's been sitting at the table on his own at the end and the food's been eaten. So it's like you think, oh, everyone's come, they've got all their food, then they're clearing out Yeah, they're all clearing out. However, what if all the food was untouched on the table and you're like, they never even turned up?
Like he made all this food for these people, but they can't come because they're dead or in hospital or in jail or whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have made it a little bit more present, a little bit less hypothetical, artistic, dreamy. It would have been more like of a story. I'd buy into that.
Yeah, anyway, that's what I thought. But yeah, so then there's, because I was like, why is the food all eaten if all these people are in prison and things? did this guy just eat all the food? Or weren't these people actually there? And they just left his party early.
That would have been like a funny sort of like flashback. We see that all the food's been eaten, and then like later we come back to it and we see that he's just eaten it all on his own.
He like goes and sits in each of the chairs to eat a bit more. Like he's like, oh, no one turned up. I'm just gonna go around. And then what if like we also saw him dancing in an empty house?
I think that would have been a much more funny slash sad reveal.
Yeah. Like, oh, actually, no one even turned up to dance. And then this is probably hitting. Then it sort of ends the music video with a black and white photo of the family on the dining table. And you're wondering, maybe like, this is probably too over the top, but you could have had like then all the family members disappear from the photo, like in Back to the Future. When he's disappearing from his photo. He's like, oh, I've got to get my mum and dad back together or I'm going to fade away. obviously, different narrative.
Yeah, Doc flies in.
Yeah.
21, you got to come with me now.
Quick, Scott. your brother's in prison.
I'd watch that movie. Like, he has to go back in time and undo all of these bad things that have happened to his family members.
So they can make Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Probably would have made it longer, which already too long. Broke the golden rule, 5 minutes. That's what you get for a music video. Yeah, 5 minutes or less, please. I was pleased that the last 30 seconds were credits, so it was really only six, not six and a half, but still too long. Verdict.
I like the idea. I like the dinner table scene. I like that. I like seeing a bit, but didn't really go anywhere with it. There was just a whole big chunk of just everyone like dancing where it wasn't really going anywhere. And I feel like they just needed one more beat to the story. Something like, I've thrown out a few suggestions. Don't have to go one of those, but I think it was just missing something, but it looked good. And there was, I think, that great sitting around dinner table, then you see what people's lives are really like and that whole facade idea. I liked that. I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Yeah, I'm pretty much in agreement. It kind of drew me in, interesting premise, but then I don't think it fulfilled that premise, needed a bit more and was a bit too long. I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5 as well. If we crunch the numbers on that, believe that might be a 4 out of 10. Historically, not a terrible score.
That could be the best one. Like, to be
I wouldn't be surprised.
That could very easily be the winning one. 4 out of 10, a good score for, well, relatively a good score.
Okay.
So, Matt, the next one.
Second nominee.
Now, I work at schools. I've heard a lot about this artist, and I'm sure I've heard a lot of their songs. I don't always connect the artist with the songs, so I might even know this particular song. But people are going nuts about this person. They're probably one of the biggest names going around, but I don't really know much about them, so I'm pretty interested to see. Boy, this is a big ramp up, isn't it?
Those kids are waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, Billie Eilish or Eilish? Billie Eilish.
Yeah, I think it was Eilish.
Eilish, Bad Guy. So it might be another non-cheery music video.
All right. Into the time bad machine guy. We go. Matt, Bad Guy. Whew.
This music video is about half the length, but I feel like 20 times the things happen in it.
Yeah. I don't think we can cover all the shots, but let's try and walk through some of the ones that stood out.
It opens, she breaks through some yellow wallpaper.
Yeah, it wasn't very thick. Kicked through it pretty easily.
Yeah, not wallpaper on a wall. It's like someone just, like, you know, they said wallpaper on its own. And she's wearing a, like, yellow hoodie or something like that. It's like yellow, like, ooh, very yellow. This is my first impression.
Yeah, we got the yellow wall. We got her in a room with a bloody nose.
Yeah.
And
I was thinking, with some of the lyrics on the bloody nose, I was thinking, is this talking a bit about domestic violence or something like that? I don't think that's the direction it was going. All right.
Yeah, I guess my big question for you is, do you think this is a song about a bad guy, or do you think that she is the bad guy, or both?
this is what I got a bit confused by, like, because I think she's thinking about her being a bad guy, and she's definitely doing some bad type things in the music video. But I guess the question that I don't think was clearly answered is she a product of guys being bad to her? So she's sort of taking, as empowerment, taking that up on herself. Like, guys have treated me badly, but now I'm the bad guy. The tables have turned. I'm being empowered. Or is it more just like a lot of songs are, I'm a bit of a badass. Like, I'm a rebel. I'm a bad person. And I didn't know how much it was some commentary on something and how much it was just, you know, look at this.
Yeah, at first I liked it because I thought it was making fun of people that think they're bad guys, tough guys, where there's the line, yeah, something about, like, always push your chest out, and it had those goofy-looking dudes, like, sucking in their guts and, like, puffing their chest out. And I was like, okay, this, yep, is funny. This is kind of silly and self-aware. But, yep, then there were comments like something like, you know, seduce your dad type, and something about your girlfriend hates me because I smell of your cologne or something like that. And I'm like, oh, no, wait. In these instances, she's being a bad guy. So is she being sort of, what's the word I'm looking at for, like, introspective? Is she's like, if she's self-analyzing, or and saying it's a bad thing, or is she actually like, haha, actually I'm the baddest of them all, in which case I think it's pretty lame.
I don't know. Which is going to count against it, to me, because I'm a bit confused what I'm trying to say. I think that's sometimes the thing with these music videos, the lyrics don't quite match the video in tone, and I think that can be a bit confusing. There's a bit of a disconnect there. Although some of the image, like, they're quite funny images, a lot of them, but then it'll cut to, like, bruised knees and the bloody nose. And you think, oh, there's a real violent sort of element to this. Should I be taking this more seriously?
Yeah, when she's pouring milk into the guy's mouth that's full of cereal, that's funny. But then,
yeah, now, yes, I made note that was my favorite shot, although I did have a question about that. So we see all these bad guy things she's doing. She's, I've got some of the rundown. She's riding little bikes, the quintessential bad guy with a gang of people riding mini bikes. She's wearing a snorkel, which, no payoff on the snorkel. What was she wearing the snorkel for?
Yeah, she definitely needs to have, like, stolen someone's trunks or something. Like,
But, yeah, my favourite shot, guy's lying down, cereal in his mouth, and she's pouring the milk into his mouth. I had a question about this. Is she, like, murdering him? But death by cereal, being like a cereal killer, or does she think she's discovered a more efficient way of having breakfast?
I think it ends with, like, the neck cut sign. So I'm going to go with cereal killer.
Okay, so it's not the hey, like, why wasting our time with the bowl? The bowl's the middleman. We're just pouring cereal in a bowl. Just to put it into them. Why don't we go direct to the mouth? But no, you don't think that was it.
Well, I think this may be a microcosm of the whole video in that it starts fun and then there's sort of a dark twist on it.
Yeah. She's also feeding pigeons to someone's chest, a guy's full. A lot of guys on their backs in this video. Well, two. The cereal guy and the guy on his back that she's feeding pigeons on top of.
Yeah, and then at the end we go through the yellow wall into a red room in which a guy's not on his back, but he's doing push-ups and she's sitting on his back.
Yeah, she's on his back. One more shot before she goes back through. There were some heads in, like, fish bags, some guys' decapitated heads, and then she punches the bag to let all the water out. So I guess the guy can't breathe like a fish. And you're like, well, you know, bit redundant, heads off, probably dead already. But anyway.
I think it would have helped if she was on the yellow side of the wall. It's when she was kind of like, it should have been all the lighter stuff. You make it clear. It's like, oh, this is on the yellow side of the wall. And then we transition to the red side of the wall for all the darker stuff. I know you kind of want your twist at the end, or the change of scenery at the end, but I think that would have established what was going on earlier in the video.
Yeah, I like it. She got, because at the end she goes back through, as you say, the other wall. Then she's in this red-lit dark room and she's, sitting cross-legged on a guy's back as he does push-ups, maybe like this guy has seen her, gone, you know, you're pretty badass, you're doing all these bad things. You know what you'd be? You'd be a great personal trainer. Seems like you've got that sort of drive and commitments. She's personal training you. Going, hey, do the push-ups and I'm going to sit on your back, make it even harder.
It's just like it just turns out to be an ad for 24-hour fitness. have you been a bad guy this holiday season? Well, get back into good shape with 24-hour fitness.
That's probably not what it was. just this dark, this guy, you know, obviously in a state of to some degree submission to her or something like that. Anyway, a lot of stuff's going on. Jonathan, what do you think? What are you giving this? Billie Eilish, she's the coolest kid at school, or the coolest artist at school this year, I reckon. Was she cool for you?
Okay, my verdict is a little bit similar to the first video in that it hooked me in. I liked the premise. There were some interesting things going on. And then I got a little confused, and I'm not sure there was really much of a payoff on that premise. But I'll give it a slight edge because it held the film's music video to about 3.5 minutes, which I appreciated. And yes, just with so much action, I'd say there's a little bit more replay value if I had to rewatch one of them. So I'm going to give it a 2.5 out of 5.
Oh, this is really interesting. I wrote down my score before you started talking, just so it was an influence. I want to start with the score. I gave it 1.5.
No!
1 out of 5. Because I like some of the elements, but I'm a bit confused by it. I don't see a clear story. I feel like the previous one didn't do as much. It was maybe a bit less ambitious, but at least I really liked an element of it. So there you go.
1.5. Wow. Our interns are telling us that's also 4 out of 10.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, okay. Potential disaster. We'll have to look into tiebreakers later on if that's applicable.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Next video. She's someone famous, someone I've heard of before. I was going to say, a bit older than Billie Eilish, though. She's Ariana Grande. With Thank You Next. If you're YouTubing this, the U in Thank You is spelt just the letter U. So this will be pretty cutting edge, this one.
Thank You Next. Okay, well, let's hop into the time machine. Blue.
Okay, we're there. Thank You Next.
I feel the same way.
What, sorry?
Thank You Next.
Yeah. Ariana. I accidentally, so I clicked on the link and it started playing the Billie Eilish one again. It's a little glitch with my computer or something.
You would have been better off.
Yeah. But it took me 30 seconds in because I go, oh, boy, they're doing a bit of a parody of the Billie Eilish music video.
That's funny. Yeah, oh, this is a feud. Is this a feud I haven't heard of?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, text one, Billie Eilish. Text two, Ariana Grande. Whose side are you on? And do you think Ariana's parody video was fair? Let us know. Facebook.com/screenverdictpodcast.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot to break down with this one. Do you want me to give you a quick, 30-second overview, Jonathan, like for people who may not see the music video?
Yeah, just super quick. There's so many shots, but just kind of broadly what happens.
There's some fans of Ariana Grande talking about how great she is, how she's influenced their lives. Sort of seems a little bit like a parody, though. Like, she's not, it's not really how great is Ariana Grande. It's sort of going, look, we've got these nutso fans that are going to do anything for me. Then cuts to her. She's, seems like back at high school. She's complaining or like singing about her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriends, but actually how she, you know, took something from each of those relationships. Maybe she's a better person for him, but she's ready to move on. Thank you, next. She's in a Christmas show. There's a Christmas play going on in high school. Very, like, probably slightly revealing, but I guess not more so than a cheerleader outfit, but, like, so she's a Christmas show, like quite, it seems like quite a high budget on the outfit. So they look like professional, something you see the Rockettes in or something like that. Then she's hanging out in high school, pushing some guy who was her fan earlier in the video. Don't know what that's about. She's in the cheerleader squad. She's practicing the pom-poms stuff in her bedroom. There's also some guy that's moved in with her that she's brushing her teeth with. She's playing with the dollhouse, so she's still a kid. Maybe it's her brother brushing. Who knows? She's then in a pink dress, I think going to college, and she's got a little chihuahua. She's wearing pink. She's at the salon with Jennifer Coolidge. She's studying books. And then I realize, oh, wait, this is Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Like, they're just doing Legally Blonde and making it, and she's complaining about her ex, and like, and then she's on a treadmill. So you're like, oh, so this is the story. It's Legally Blonde.
Yeah, I think it might be a mashup. I'm not seeing all of these recently, but I think there's also some Mean Girls parody shots in there.
Is the Christmas outfits, that's Mean Girls, is it?
I don't know about the Christmas bit, but definitely them walking down the hallway in the pink. One of them looked like Lindsay Lohan. The cheerleading could have been Bring It On. I don't know if there was a specific scene. Maybe Clueless in there. I'm for sure Mean Girls and Legally Blonde. I feel like this is a mashup though, so someone can correct me.
Oh, maybe Love Actually. They've got those sort of like Christmas dress things. I don't know. There's a whole lot of movies in the mix. So there's a lot of we like film references.
My thing is, why? Like, to what end? For what reason? Like, I actually enjoyed the first bit. You know, oh, Ariana Grande got pregnant, so I got a guy got pregnant, so he could be pregnant at the same time. But it turns out it was just a rumor. Like, making fun of people idolizing and copying celebrities. That was funny, especially when she is the celebrity. But then it was just a string of shots and scenes that didn't seem to tie into each other, a total mashup, didn't see what the message was, and there was no resolution. I hated it.
Yeah.
I think it went all downhill after the first scene.
Yeah, first scene's interesting, really disconnected from the whole rest of the thing, a whole mishmash of movie references and things, which I like. I like they're referencing other films, but they didn't really go anywhere with it. Yeah, I agree. Okay, what are we giving it out of whatever?
I hated it for the stated reasons. Also did not care for the cheesy Kris Jenner and Jennifer Coolidge light jokes. They fell flat. I'll give it a point for the opening, because it was mildly amusing and had something to say about celebrity and society. So I'm going to give it 1 out of 5.
I'm giving it a 1 as well. There you go.
Okay. We're in agreement. No more tiebreakers needed for now. That's a 2 out of 10.
Okay. We've got up next, we've got the Jonas Brothers Sucker.
Jonas Brothers Sucker. Into the time machine we go. Matt, Jonas Brothers Sucker.
Yep. It's a music video. They're all playing the song. They're all in some nice castle or sort of a Downton Abbey type setup, but it's set modern. They're wearing modern outfits and things. And there's a bunch of girls hanging out with them at the castle. And, boy, the Jonas Brothers have a type.
They sure do, Matt.
Pink dresses, very flamboyant, very big, like something that you sometimes see like 5-year-old girls wear.
Disney princesses. I guess they've heard so many people tell them they look like Disney princes. They're like, I guess we should get ourselves some Disney princesses.
Yeah, and they've got one of them likes walking dogs. She's walking like 20 dogs. That's a fair estimate, right? It's a lot of dogs.
Too many. Probably more than you're legally allowed to own in California.
Yeah. I'm sure they're all rescues, though. what else? One of them, I thought this was quite, they're having high teas. Sort of, the one interesting one was one seemed to be eating the hedge.
Yeah, it was very upscale and yet very trashy at the same time. Nice setting, nice outfits, and yet they were just kind of trashing the joint and doing weird and odd things around the grounds and house.
Is she got a bit of a hedge fetish or something, nibbling on the hedge, or are the Jonas Brothers going, we'll save money on the gardener, you can just trim that up for us?
Yeah, they look like they're short on cash. They said, let's get rid of the old gardener and just mid party do a little hedge trimming.
Yeah, it was probably the former. That was just what she was into. But yes,
we had Sophie Turner guest star.
Oh, really? I didn't see her.
Yeah, the blonde lady. Probably trying to figure out what was worse, season 8 of Game of Thrones or this music video.
See, I would have liked, and then it turns out they go to a fancy dinner, a second fancy dinner of the music videos, though we didn't cut to anyone's horrible lives outside of the fancy dinner. Jonas Brothers are truly living the fancy. Then the wardrobe then gets a bit more, for want of a better word, normal. Then a lady walks in a normal dress. She's walking down a corridor. You go, ooh, where's she going? Where is this going? Or is she going to meet one? Then, yes, you know, I think a bedroom, one of them, and then it just ends. Like, not particularly interesting. I didn't know why we had all those shots of someone walking down a corridor just to see they were going to see one of the Jonas Brothers. And then it ends, and it turns out, they're getting a portrait done.
No story, no theme, no lesson, no comedy, no stars out of 5, 0.
No stars. I thought it was a bit of fun. I agree with you, no story stuff, but like I thought it was like some interesting stuff going on. I'll give it a 1.
A 1, okay. With the calculators out, 0 plus 1 equals 1 out of 10 for the Jonas Brothers. Not in the running, unfortunately for them. Matt, I think we got one or two more videos to go.
I've heard this song, have not seen the music video. Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Old Town Road remix.
Oh, I think we're all familiar with this one, but I've not watched the music video.
So.
There we go. Into the time machine. Choo, 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 choo. Pew, 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 pew. The time machine made an appropriate sound effect for this music video, in my opinion.
Yes. Very much so.
Old Town Road. We got a Western. You and I both love Westerns, Matt. What did we think of this Western music video?
We open in the Wild West, Old Town Road, 1886 or so, I don't know, whatever the year was, ages ago when it was the Wild West. And you have Chris Rock is there.
Good cameo.
Yeah, you got Lil Nas X zipping off. He's the, like, seems like the fastest horse rider. He goes through, gets caught up in a shootout. Billy Ray Cyrus is with him too. He goes down a tunnel and ends up in the present day Old Town Road. Meet some people there. He's got his horse with him. Don't know how the horse got through the hole, but it's there. And he gets in a drag race with a car. I love watching a horse car drag race.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
I didn't see what the car was. I was kind of hoping it was a Mustang. I don't think it was, just to double down on that joke. But anyway.
That would have been good. And, so that was great. So he's somewhere. Car rocks up, looks up. Billy Ray Cyrus has made it to the present too.
Yeah.
And he's thought, I'm going to buy one of these sweet cars. Don't know. I hope he doesn't get pulled over. I guess he hasn't gotten a license yet, so.
Yeah. This license is expired by 130 years.
Yeah, and then they go to the town hall where a bit of bingo is happening, and they're like, don't worry about the bingo. Billy Ray Cyrus brought his guitar. Let's have a bit of a dance. Let's turn this bingo afternoon into a dance party. He gets all the people wearing their cowboy hats, obviously still, you know, you can still buy them. Obviously, if you go to some places in America, people still wear their cowboy hats around, and they do some dancing. And then very generously, Little NASA takes some photos with the patrons there. That's pretty much the music video.
Yeah, this was definitely one of the most fun ones we've had. I really like the Western opening. Chris Rock had some funny lines. Diving into the cave, being transported to the future. Everyone looking at this weird guy. The guy who he had the race with was very funny, like him telling his family to get off his horse. That's his property. Yep. We don't do that. That was a very funny little interlude. Billy Cyrus rocking up as he's got the new outfit, new car. That was fun. And then I thought the bingo scene didn't provide as many laughs. I think it maybe petered out a little bit.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And then we get a nice little post-credit thing with Chris Rock again. So, a clear story, some funny moments. Matt, how do you think it compares to the rest of the nominees?
Very well. Great story, well shot. It's funny. I think the ending's not the strongest, but it is the strongest of the ones we've had so far. I give it a four out of five.
Well, Matt, I have to say, I agreed with pretty much everything you said. Definitely the best music video we've had so far. I'm going to have to dock it half a point for the bingo scene. It just wasn't quite as funny as the rest of it. And I'm going to dock it another half a point for only barely, but still breaking the 5-minute rule. So I, too, am going to give it a 4 out of 5.
You would have had to give it 0 for it to not be number 1. Which I haven't thought through when I gave it 4. I thought that was the right score. We have. So that would be the winner if it were not for one more music video we've got to look at.
And that's a high bar to clear. We'll have the interns check this. But I'm fairly sure 8 out of 10 is the best score we've ever given. If not definitely close.
We have Beastie Boys Make Some Noise, which we loved.
That's up there. I think that was a 7.5 or an 8. We'll check, but it's in contention. Here we go. Last nominee, Matt.
Last music video, and it's a big one. Big artist. You could argue no bigger name in the music industry at the moment.
Beyonce.
Oh, that is quite, that's quite a big day. But perhaps like
reigniting like the rivalry.
A contender. Like, I think up there with Beyonce in terms of worldwide fame, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. I'm sorry, Matt. I should have let you finish in a minute.
Yeah. You need to, but the song is You Need to Calm Down.
You need to calm down. All right, let's all calm down.
Oh, yes. I've actually seen this music video.
I'll have to edit that out. All right, into the time machine we go to watch this music video for the very first time. Matt, the final music video.
Taylor Swift. One of my favourite artists of the past decade. I've liked some of her work.
I'm more of a Katy Perry man.
Oh, really?
We'll see. Maybe our beef can be resolved throughout reviewing this music video.
Oh, my gosh. It could be fair to say this is a bit of a political one.
Yeah, it does end with a change.org link, so...
Yeah.
So very fair to say.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift, she's in a trailer park, perhaps a unusual place. You wouldn't maybe expect Taylor Swift to be in a trailer park, but she is. It does look like quite an expensive trailer park. Like, it doesn't look like your regular trailer park. It actually has a lot of Hollywood types living in it. She would make a drink or something. I don't know. But, like, then she, like, it seems like it catches on fire and her trailer's on fire. And then she's sort of talking about, like, we just need to calm down. I think that's a good message in most situations. But I think if your house is on
fire. But not when there's a fire.
What, sorry?
But not when there's a fire.
Yeah, maybe that's not the time. I guess you want to stay calm, but it seems like she's not, okay, we've got to stay calm so we can make sure everyone's safe, but like when he's saying calm because I want to enjoy our swim at the pool rather than worry about my thing burning down, guess when you got Taylor Swift money, you can just stay calm as like properties are burning to the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe a metaphor. Maybe it's like, it seems like things might be burning down, but, you know, stay calm.
Yeah, I did not care for the opening. I didn't really understand it. Didn't think it really tied into the rest of it. But once it got going, I said, okay, this is like an LGBTQ neighborhood. And that's what we're staying calm about, sort of fighting for equality. Hey, look, we got some queer icons, the cast of Queer Eye, Ellen DeGeneres, RuPaul, Ryan Reynolds. Not sure. Perhaps I just learned something about Ryan Reynolds. Not sure why he was in the music video. But they're all having a grand old time. I was like, oh, okay, now I get the point of the video.
Yeah. Surprised Ellen wasn't hanging out with George W. Bush.
Oh, man.
She's found time away from the Bush family.
That'd have been a good get.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They kind of just proceed to work out and dance, change costumes. Taylor Swift tries a few different hairstyles. There's some people that are having less fun, Matt.
There's some protesters. There's some people who are not happy that, I guess, gay people exist. But they have some signs, they have some signs protesting, sort of like, you know, I think homosexuality is a sin. There's one that is, like, get a brain, you morons. But morons is spelt wrong. So who's the real moron?
This didn't really develop into any sort of plot progression. the people in the neighborhood just kind of continue to have a good time until they have a food fight. And then a couple of the protesters are like, why are we fighting? We should be food fighting. And they put down their signs and join in the food fight, and all is well? Question mark?
Yeah, who do you think needs to calm down, according to Slayer Swift? Is it the protesters that, guys, calm down. There's gay people. It's fine. They're lovely people. They're friendly. You'll have a lovely time with them. Just calm down. Or is it the people who the protesters are going against? It's like, guys, calm down. We can still have a good time. The protesters aren't going to win. We're on the right side. You know, like, what? Who's meant to calm down? Or is it just everyone? Just calm down, everyone. Why not have a fight of fun with food rather than a fight of haste?
I think it could apply to both. Probably more the protesters is the way I interpreted it.
Yeah. Yeah. She does say at one point, shade never made anyone less gay. So that does seem direct to the protesters. Calm down. It's fine.
Yes. And that's pretty much it. Give you a nice little link at the end if you like the message. And that was the nice, tidy 3.5-minute music video.
Well, we buried perhaps the lead. Right, like, I'm assuming you've intentionally skirted around the big twist ending.
The bombshell.
Yeah.
This actually had nothing to do with gay rights. It was the real fight. The fight that we all care the most about and are most invested in, and to be honest, our lives are most affected by, the Katy Perry T-Swift drama.
The issue that has probably more than any other divided the nation, divided the world. Yeah. The feud over Katy Perry's and Taylor Swift's backup dancers. Isn't that the thing that started this? There was some backup dancer drama. So this food fight's going on, and Taylor Swift is dressed up as a packet of fries, right? Yeah, that's a bit weird. No one else is dressed up as food. She might be feeling a bit like the odd person out. Maybe she's a bit on her own, a bit isolated. Then someone else's food. Katy Perry's dressed up as hamburger. You're like, name a more dynamic duo than the hamburger and fries. I think you'd find it hard to. they match up. They then hug it out.
Yeah, they realize despite the bickering, the resentment, the theft, the slandering on social media, they both have a mutual love of fast food. Like Ellen and George W., they both love America's favorite pastime. Yeah. Katy Perry and T-Swift both love America's favorite meal, burger and fries. And all is well.
This is sorted.
Oh, that's it. That's the beef squashed, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Good.
I don't think you heard me. Burger and fries.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. was it too ambitious? Here's a question. Dare I ask it? Was it too ambitious to try to tackle the Katy Perry Taylor Swift feud and gay rights in the same music video?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah.
I think
it's a. How much of a mess is this?
So you watch this video. Are you more inclined to go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and type out or copy and paste the change.org link regarding, equality, gay rights, etc.? Or are you more likely to get involved on the Katy Perry, T-Swift, drama, squash the beef discussion. Yeah, I'm way more interested in the second one, having watched the music video.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. It overshadows the important issue. However, like, is this the positive spin? Is this the other way of looking at it is, this was a big thing, the Taylor Swift Katy Perry feud. Gay rights is what brings them together. Like, that's what they agree on. This is the, all people should come together for gay rights.
Yeah, if we can squash this beef, that is nothing. Like, gay rights is nothing compared to this. If we can resolve this, anything is resolvable.
I think that's what they were trying to attempt there, right? Like, that's sort of the idea, is sort of like, hey, this is, like, Taylor Swift in her head, probably, this is the most important music video I've ever done. This is about an issue I am passionate about, that I care about, and what better way to say it's important to me by getting my sworn enemy to be with me in that video.
Yeah, I buy it. I like it.
Well, sorry?
I think your theory is correct.
Yeah. I think, though, a better way would have not had it be the big twist ending to the music video. Just, like, I think it would have been better if I'm Taylor Swift, hey, gay rights, something I'm very passionate about, something I think is very important. So for my next music video, Katy Perry is going to join me and we're going to do a music video together.
Yeah, it should have been a duet. It should have been a joint song.
Yeah. I think that's the way to do it. So I think admirable to get them both together on this issue. I think making that the story of the music video overshadows the message.
Final verdict, Matt.
One.
I like the message. I like the Katy Perry appearance, but there was just too much going on. Didn't all connect to each other. Wasn't much progression. Some nice colors and things, but it didn't really do anything too unique with the medium. I'll give it a 1.5.
Okay. There we go. That's for a combined score of 2.5 out of 10. Not the lowest. So we have our winner. This was a easy winner for us. Old Town Road.
Old Town Road, Runaway. They like Lil Nas X on the horse at the start of the video. They have run away with our vote. Hands down the best music video of the year.
Yeah. So it should have been an easy win for Old Town Road. Do you want me to tell you who the winner is right now, Jonathan? I'm looking it up.
I just assumed it was Old Town. You're telling me it's possible that something else won?
Spot, I don't know. I'm going to click on, I'm on the Wikipedia page and click Video of the Year right now and see what comes up. And the actual winner of the VMA was Taylor Swift, you need to calm down.
Oh my goodness.
Big issue. Like, it was the most sort of blatantly political of all of them. So I can see how it won.
Didn't Lil Nas X come out as being gay, though? I feel like that's, like, much more brave and impressive than just making a video on behalf of the community. Yeah, I don't know. It's not my place to say. The music video was better. Lil Nas has just as much to say. Robbed. Absolute highway robbery.
He should have come out in the music video. I feel like. And had a change.org link at the end.
You know what would be funny? If that change.org link wasn't a link to anything to do with gay equality, it was just to vote for the VMAs.
Yeah.
It was just
a voting
link for calm down. All right. I'm done. Taylor Swift.
There you go.
Congrats, I guess.
I almost don't want our favourite ones to win anymore. I think it's better to not like, because our favourite one has lost so many times. It's almost like, I feel like it's better company to not be the winner of the VMA.
Yes, you're in esteemed company. Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus, so don't feel too bad. You're the real winner.
Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations, Taylor Swift. She really put a lot of effort in. It's her career, and you know, she's done good work with it. So I need to head off. I'm running late for my brunch with Chris and Jess.
Yes, Matt needs to head off. So we'll wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening. Let us know your thoughts. You agree, disagree. What were your ratings for each of these music videos? Facebook.com/Screen Verdict Podcast. We love to hear from you. And we'll be back with more film and TV reviews soon.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye.